Good morning, one and all, and welcome to EZTEC's presentation for the first Q of 2022. Please note that this call is being recorded and that all participants are in listening-only mode. By the end of this presentation, we will begin a Q&A session when further instruction will be given. In case any of you may need any assistance over the call, please let us know through the chat box. In case you have any connection issues, you may reuse the same web link or ID to return to the presentation. You may find that link and ID, as well as the slides for this presentation at our website, ir.eztec.com.br. Before we start, we'd like to mention that any statements during this call pertaining to EZTEC's business projections, operational and financial targets are based on management's beliefs and premises, as well as on currently available information. Future considerations do not constitute an assurance of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and premises. Investors may take into account that general economic conditions, industry, and operational circumstances may ultimately affect EZTEC's future performance. They may cause the company's results to differ materially from those expressed in those forward statements. I would like to introduce myself. I am Pedro Tadeu, Investor Relations Coordinator, and here with me I have Emilio Fugazza, our CFO and IR Officer of EZTEC. Let's start going to the slide number three, where we talk about the launches of the first quarter of 2022. The total amount of PSV that we launched was is exposed in the screen, something close to 500 million reais. That's because we launched two big projects, that is Exalt Expression, both of them located in Vila Clementino neighborhood, and they are very well sold. The first one, Exalt, that you can see in the left of the screen, is already 43% sold, and on the other hand, Expression is 51% sold. Both of them, they were launched in February. Along with those launches, we acquired a stake acquisition of Vila Nova Fazendinha. That is a low-end kind of product that we are bounded, attached with BP8, a casual partner from EZTEC that we have other previous launches that we have made together. Moving to the slide number four, you'll be able to see our operational performance. Starting in the left, where we can see a chart that is pointing our launches and sales and how those launches are being performed. As you can see, we were able to sell 186 million reais from our launches of 2022, and the majority of our main problem circumstances here are attached for those launches that we have made in 2021, that you can see we are only 442 million reais sold. That's why you have been able to see in our release from 2021 an increment in our inventory, and we are gonna talk then further in this presentation. Gross sales for this quarter ended at 351 million reais, and I would like to highlight the performance of our ready units, sales of units that are performing because they increased significantly when compared to the amount that we had sold on the fourth quarter of 2021. Still in the right part of the slide, we'll be able to see our cancellations. It's easy to see that our cancellations are now at 480 million reais, and it sounds that incremented significantly when we compare to the 33 million reais that is an average presented in our previous year. Despite this increment, I would like to highlight that The majority of these cancellations are indeed downgrades or transformations of units for large units or smaller units or other projects inside the company. So that's why you don't see immediate FX directly our financial results attached for these 48 million reais in that cancellation. So there is a result of net sales that we reached at 303 million reais in this first quarter. Moving to the next slide, I would like to present to you our next and future launches. Those three launches that you can see in the screen are those launches that we are indeed able to see a feasibility to launch in the next months of this year. So to begin, we will start to Unique Green Tourmaline phase. This is the second part of the first phase that we launched in the last quarter of 2021. Then moving to Hub Brooklyn and Half Brooklyn, you can see that they are in the same land bank that's called Steel Bahoku. So they will be at the same ASP and the same, they are the same launches, the same effect that you can see in our Health and Expression launches that we have made in the first quarter of this year. Those are towers of smart living standard units and high-end units that are 100% easy tech, and which you can see with our next launches, we are aiming to achieve something close to 800 million reais in terms of future PSV. Going forward to the slide number six, I would like to show you the composition of the land bank of the company. We don't make any huge we do not acquire any huge land plot during this quarter. The variation that you can see coming from 11 billion reais to almost 11 billion reais in this first quarter is mainly attributed by the launches that we have made and changes in projects in our land bank. With this almost a billion reais, we have some projects that are already with deals and contracts signed with cancellation clauses, and we put all this together, it's almost 13.5 billion reais in land bank for the company. This land bank in the bottom on the left, you'll be able to see how it's being distributed across the standards inside the company. 7.2 billion reais is attended for projects in standards that are bounded with EasyTech label. 2.7 attached to Fit Casa, our low-end economic end brand, and 3.6 attached to Easy Inc., our commercial vehicle for the company. This land is well located and spread across São Paulo City, but it is mainly focused on the south zone of São Paulo. Moving to the slide number seven, then you'll be able to see the composition and variation inside of inventory map. You'll be able to see that now we are carrying 2.4 million reais, but at the beginning, I would like to drive your attention to the chart that is in the corner at your right, inventory evolution. Then you'll be able to see that we reported 2.8 billion reais in the fourth quarter of 2021. And now with the launcher that increment these amounts and the sales that we have done, the cancellation, and here is the thing that I would like to point it to you, that is the suspension of the sales from our previous project, Easy Infinity. The Easy Infinity is that high-end tower that we launched in the last year in Paraíso neighbor. And now we are suspended those units from our inventory. And then further, maybe this year or the next year, we'll be relaunching or repositioning those sales again to be able to be pushed for our clients. Though we'll be able to see that this changing all made our 2.8 billion reais now arrive at 2.4 billion reais in the first quarter. These 2.4 billion reais, you can see in the inventory regional dispersion, and this slide is well distributed. The majority of it is in the south zone of São Paulo. This is a very huge and attractive part of São Paulo neighbor. And only 15% of these inventory is attached to residential ready units. You can see in this chart above, below it, is that the residential units is only 579 of it is ready in terms of residential units that we carry in our inventory. Now, I would like to pass to Mr. Emilio Fugazza, then we'll be able to talk more about the financial performance of the company.
Thank you very much, Pedro. Financial performance is slide number 8, net revenues. Let's start with the information that we got 287 million reais in first Q 2022, an increment of 63% over fourth Q 2021. Mainly because of much more completion of construction this quarter, something around 25% more compared to the previous quarters. Apart from this fact, using information of the launches and a very good performance of Exalt and Expression in Villa Clementino, south of São Paulo, we have already recognized this project in our results in this first Q. That's important. Apart from this fact, let me just remind you that all the facts mentioned by Pedro regarding the suspension of sales of ESA Infinity are fully impacted this first Q results. So, talking about gross profit now, because of the increment in net revenues was 130 million reais, compared to a gross margin of 39.3%. There was an oscillation about the gross margin dropping from 44% in the last 4Q, mainly because we got in this result the cancellation of the four units sold of Infinity, and much more than that, the increment of costs above the INCC regularly in the last 6 quarters. It's important to bear in mind that if I were talking about an average increment over INCC, it would be something around 50% in the last 6 quarters or 18 months. And so apart from the fact that the company is trying to protect itself buying materials, buying equipment in advance upon the use of those in our construction in order to keep the budgets under control. But regularly increasing above INCC is a kind of thing that is a huge effort to manage and to keep the margins in a very healthy and steady level. Talking about selling and G&A expenses, as you can see, more net revenues means that the dilution of those over net revenues are very good this quarter. So 4% over gross sales in terms of selling expenses, meaning that the volume of expenses are pretty much the same compared to the average 4 quarters of the last year. And also for G&A expenses, 29 million reais is pretty much the same we have been carrying in those quarters. Only to bear in mind, if you go deeply in our earnings release, you're going to see all the expenses related to payrolls. You're going to see an increment less than the IPCA, the regular index, to provide increments of salaries here in Brazil. talking about again financial performance and financial results on slide number 9, I'd like to start talking about those 41 million reais of financial result, which means that 2/3 of this amount is regarding the provided by our receivables that we are financing to our clients. So EZTEC has in its business model the idea of providing financing to our clients over 20 years, charging something around 10 to 12%, plus IGP, plus IPCA, which are regular indexes of inflation here in Brazil. In the last 2 months, we started a campaign, a huge campaign, in order to try to attract new clients to be or to hold in our portfolio, and we have attracted so far 50 clients offering something around 8 to 10% plus IGP and plus IPCA. 1/3 of these financial results is provided by the increment of the basic interest rate in Brazil, as EZTEC is carrying something around 800 million reais of cash. This is majority compensated by 100% of this basic interest rate, meaning that with an increment of 12.75% yearly, as we have been living now, impact a lot, providing more than 100 million reais in a full year of financial result regarding our cash position. Equity income on top right, you can see the projects that we are providing. We are doing the construction, or we are launching the projects in partnerships. One very interesting example is the project Reserva JB. Reserva JB is a project under construction in the city of Osasco, metropolitan region of São Paulo. It's a project of over 700 million reais of our units, and it's a project going forward in the right schedule, in the right budget, in the right quality. And this is one example. And another example is PIN Guarulhos. PIN Guarulhos is a low-end project, over 1,400 units to be delivered by the end of this year, first phase by the end of this year, on the right schedule, on the right budget. That's important to mention. And the third project is Signature Biowatch, a high-end project in the south of São Paulo, Aclimação neighborhood. All in all, providing 21 million reais of results coming from equity income from these projects. Finally, net income. Net income is about 105%, 105 million reais, an increment of more than 30% for a net margin of 36%. Let me remind you that regarding financial results and equity income, we can offset the SG&A expenses for the company, providing a net margin very close to the gross margin for this company. And let me mention, after all, the results to be recognized, 328 million reais for a backlog margin of 40%. 40% is a proxy of the backlog for EZTEC. Let me remind you that this drop of 2% from the fourth quarter, or 5% from the first Q 2021, is mainly the impact of these adjustments in costs, or these adjustments, this regularly adjustments of costs coming over the INCC quarterly over quarterly. Page number 10. Portfolio of the receivables provided by which EZTEC is providing the financing to our clients. We ended the first quarter pretty much the same of we started this quarter, of about 382 million reais. Let me make sure that this means that we are providing financing to a little bit more than 1,000 people. For this quarter, the origination was something around 20 new contracts, and the foreclosure was something about 11 units. The whole year of 2021 was 40 units foreclosure, which means that we are pretty much in the same path of the last year, despite the fact that the IGP increased much more than 50%, 15% last year, meaning that the whole amount of the receivables only in the full year of 2021 increased by something around 25%, and only in the first quarter 2022 something around 5%. So going to slide number 11 is the big picture of the shareholders' equity of this company, which means that the total amount we got up to 2021 was 4.3 billion reais, adding the results of the first quarter was another 100 million reais, meaning all in all, very close to 4.5 billion reais. The breakdown is, you can see on the right side, means that the assets of our company is mainly cash means that the cash and equivalents and the finished units receivables, all in, it's about 1.3 billion reais, pretty much one third of the total amount of shareholders' equity of this company. Land bank, when Pedro mentioned that the land bank of this company is about 11 billion reais, the cost booked in our shareholders' equity is about 1.2 billion reais or 1.1 billion reais, meaning something around 26% of equity. And let me remind you that this, on average, the amount of land bank we bought between 2015, 2019, even 2020. So taking in consideration all the inflation we got here in Brazil in the last 24 months, it's important to bear in mind that the cost, the value of this land bank is following suit the inflation here in Brazil. So all so which means that we can take from this land bank above 50% of value over the cost, all of the costs we have already paid for it. Units ready to live meaning 255 million reais, which means that the total amount of potential sales value, something around 500 million reais, meaning that the gross margin provided by this line is about 50%. And finally, inventory under construction means that even Esther Towers is within this number. So something around 400 to 500 million reais we have already spent for Esther Towers. Esther Towers is the AAA project of over 80,000 square meters of leasable area. It's a project under construction that we are doing in order to rent and selling it with a better cap rate in a better economy moment of this country. And it's a kind of asset that we are doing for a whole cost of around 9,000 to 10,000 reais per square meter, expecting to be sold for over 20,000 reais per square meter, which means a gross margin of pretty much 50%. All in, let me remind you that the equity per share is about 20 reais per share because we have already bought 6 million shares of this company. So meaning that when you see the market cap of this company, which is about 16 reais per share, we are discounted by 20% at least. The value of this company is 0.8% or 80% of the shareholders' equity or EZTEC. Finally, talking about subsequent events, all of those three events are very important to our company and very good decisions for our shareholders. First of all, interim dividends, which means that all the dividends regarding the 2021 results, we have already paid by the end of March, by the end of the first quarter 2021, and the board of directors took the decision of this year of paying the dividends using the same metrics of the obliged dividends every single quarter we provide the results. This quarter, the first quarter 2022, we got something around 105 million reais of net income, which means that we are going to pay pretty much 25% of this, meaning pretty much 25 million reais, 11 cents per share. The payment date is going to be 5th of May, by the end of May, and the company shares will be traded ex right to dividends off and including 18th of May, next week. Secondly, the share buyback program. So far, we bought 6 million of shares, and the board of directors yesterday has approved the cancellation of those 6 million shares, meaning that we are making room to buy another 9.5 million shares in this third program of this new phase, which means to spend something around in the current price, pretty much 150 million reais of the cash, of EZTEC cash, in order to add value to our shareholders. We are going to start now. Finally, the debentures. We took the decision to raise money through the debentures, through this debt, the first emission of this debt, which means 300 million reais, in order to protect ourselves, protect the company from this, I would say, awkward environment we have been passing through. So this administration has never passed through a moment that there is a pandemic with COVID, the effects after the pandemic, there is a war, and the facts of the war, there is a huge inflation, an inflation at the IPCA is about 10%, the INCC is over 10%, the IGP is over 15%, and the basic interest rate in Brazil is coming to very close to 13%. So we don't know for sure what is going to happen, and we don't know for sure what is coming, and that's why we took the decision to, I would say, increase liquidity for our company, given the fact that this company is a company that is paying all in cash, paying all in advance. We are doing a share buyback program. We are paying interim dividends. So doing all of this in order to bring back to our shareholders a very good results means that we have to put ourselves in a position that if something wrong or happens, or a good opportunity happens, we have cash enough to take this advantage or to avoid any kind of a struggle for this administration. So saying this, I would like to open for further questions to our shareholders. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, Emilio. Now we will open the Q&A session. For those who wish to manifest themselves, we request that you use the functionality raise hand As long as time allows, we will also answer the question that's arrived via chat. If it's not possible to answer them within the time allocated, we request that you, for the forward questions, be sent by email for our contact at easytax.ir. So for those who want to manifest, please let us know. Since there is any raising hands appearing for us, I would like to close this conference call and thank you all for your time. I appreciate to be here with us in this conference of results for the first quarter of 2022. Thank you all. Have a nice day. Have a nice weekend.